This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces bombed wide areas of the Gaza Strip on Sunday, killing and wounding dozens of Palestinians as civilians in the besieged territory sought shelter in an ever-shrinking area of the south. The Hamas-Palestinian militant group said its fighters clashed with Israeli troops about 2 kilometers from the southern city of Khan Yunis. Residents, many of whom had moved there to flee earlier attacks, said they could hear tank fire and feared a new Israeli ground offensive was building. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Residents in Gaza said Sunday hospitals are struggling to cope. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has more.
Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry said more than 15,520 have been killed in nearly 2 months of warfare. Israel's military response was sparked by a Hamas cross-border raid on southern Israel on October 7th, in which 1,200 Israelis were killed and more than 200 taken hostage. Israel says it's acting to annihilate Hamas, saying it poses a mortal threat to the Jewish state's very existence. The initial Hamas attack and the ensuing war amount to the bloodiest episode in the decades-old wider Israel-Palestinian conflict.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. A suspected U.S. airstrike killed 5 members of an Iran-aligned Iraqi armed group north of the city of Kirkuk as they were preparing to launch projectiles at U.S. forces in the country, 3 Iraqi security sources said. A U.S. military official earlier in the day said U.S. and international forces faced an attack with multiple rockets in northeastern Syria, but said there were no casualties or no damage to infrastructure. This is VOA News. At least 4 people died and dozens were wounded Sunday in a bomb attack on a Catholic mass in the insurgency-plagued southern Philippines. The blast, claimed by the Islamic State group, happened during a morning service at a university's gymnasium in Marawi, the country's largest Muslim city, which was besieged by Islamist militant groups in 2017. A police official said 4 people were killed and around 50 wounded in the blast from an improvised explosive device. U.S. funding for Ukraine may soon come to an end as a divided Congress has so far failed to approve a long-term budget for the United States government, let alone new money for aiding allies mired in conflicts abroad. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
Sunday in Kherson, Ukraine, officials report 1 fatality and 7 injuries after Russian shelling in the region. Just days earlier in the Donetsk region, at least 10 injuries and 1 fatality in a 6-missile attack were reported. Ukraine's interior minister said Russian forces fired into the territory. Congress has yet to appropriate a long-term measure to fund the federal government, instead passing a short-term measure called a continuing resolution lasting just into the new year. Top military brass say that jeopardizes national security. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Ukrainian officials have launched a probe into claims that Russian forces killed surrendering Ukrainian soldiers after grainy footage on social media appeared to show 2 uniformed men being shot at close range. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
If confirmed, the shooting would be a war crime. It has not been immediately possible to verify the video, which shows 2 servicemen walking out of a dugout at gunpoint and lying down on the ground before a group of Russian troops appear to open fire. Ukrainian authorities have launched a criminal investigation. Kyiv, its Western allies and international NGOs have repeatedly accused Moscow of breaching international humanitarian law since its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. The Kremlin denies these allegations. I'm Charles Dolodesma.
At least 47 people were killed and 85 others injured in landslides caused by flooding in northern Tanzania, a local official announced Sunday with warnings the toll will rise. Tanzania's president in Dubai for the COP28 climate conference sent her condolences and said she had ordered the deployment of more government efforts to rescue people. After experiencing an unprecedented drought, East Africa has been hit for weeks by torrential rain and flooding linked to the El Nino weather phenomenon. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.